The Broadcasting Authority of Zimbabwe issued its call for radio license applications in an advert in the state-controlled Herald newspaper. Winners of the two commercial licenses would be obliged to pay a $15,000 annual fee plus 1% of gross revenues from operations. The license would be valid for 10 years. The advertisement made no mention of television license or community radio licenses. Media organizations welcomed the move by the Broadcasting Authority, but were skeptical as to the timing of the call for applications, given that President Robert Mugabe and the ZANU-PF side of the government are under heavy pressure from the Southern African Development Community to accelerate democratic reforms. Vice Chairman Njavulo Ncube of the Zimbabwe chapter of the Media Institute of Southern Africa says his organization thinks the move is intended to stave off regional pressure for reform ahead of the SADC summit in June in South Africa.
They've excluded community radio. We are free to speculate that the failure to open space for the radio is hurriedly done to stave off pressure from SADC. You know there is a forthcoming summit on Zimbabwe in Johannesburg.
He said the Broadcasting Authority must also license television and community radio stations. He said the Media Institute is in touch with many community radio initiatives ready to broadcast. Zimbabwe Union of Journalists Secretary General Foster Dongozi similarly warned that it would be premature to celebrate, as the Broadcasting Authority has been known to invite applications, then ultimately fail to issue licenses.
But we should not forget that calling for the licenses is not approval. Remember, they called for licenses in 2004, and that was that. We never heard anything from.
Harare Media Center Director Ernest Mudzengi said he doubts that the Broadcasting Authority will act independently of ZANU-PF, given that the composition of the authority's board has been a matter of hot contention in the government. Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai has demanded that the board chaired by Tafatawana Mawoso, the former Media Information Commission chief, known for shutting down newspapers critical of the government, should be reconstituted, as the current board is full of ZANU-PF loyalists.
BAZ is not an independent board. It is made up of people who are heavily linked to ZANU-PF. For example, we have Professor Tafatawana Mawoso. Actually, the courts ruled that he could not adjudicate independently. That's why he had to be ejected at one point from the Media Commission, only to be retained again through the back door. And now he is at the helm of the Broadcasting Authority of Zimbabwe. So I don't think we should expect good news.
The Broadcasting Authority has not issued a single license since its formation in 2002. Experts say there is room for 60 community radio stations, 2 commercial radio stations with national reach, and 4 television stations. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.